could. I couldn't be more proud to have this event today. I want to thank our folks here at the Ground Museum and Solomon Brothers for hosting us today. If you guys did not get any food, Highway 63 Diner catered in, so please eat before you go. There's not enough room. Coach, you don't have a fridge here yet, and we don't have enough at home, Jules, room at home to make this happen. So, before we get to the main event, we just want to have a couple quick announcements about the team going on. Our first one is that we have partnered with Allison's Dance Center to coach and run our dance team this year, so we're excited for that. Also excited to introduce Coach Kendra Castor. She brings over 20 years of experience to the dance team community, so we'll be announcing that partnership in more detail soon, but on April 23rd, we'll be having dance team tryouts from 8:30 to 9:30 at the Allison Dance Center studio. So you can find more information at that on all of our social media stuff. So thanks to Allison. So, next one? Yeah, okay, here looks a lot better than mine was on the phone there. So, we're doing also something new with our friends at Cattle Congress here in the Hippodrome. We are going to introduce full-size banners from floor to ceiling in there. So we've got some promotional opportunities that our sales team will be reaching out to folks in the community, seeing if we can get your name out there and advertise. We're talking about 20-foot by 20-foot banners that will hang from the ceiling there. So we're really excited that'll be something new this year. If you are interested in any kind of promotion with the team or wanting to be a part of us, please reach out to us at info@iowawoo.com or contact one of our sales team members directly. And then next, we're really excited about this. We are announcing a new initiative today. So along with our partners at Primary Care, the walk-in, Cedar Valley Primary Care, walk-in clinic, we are going to be giving away a free ticket to every elementary student within a 20-mile radius here at Waterloo for a game this coming season. So pretty excited about that. Tickets, or roughly about 14,000 tickets that we are going to give away with the opportunity for families to come and join Iowa Woo game if they haven't before. You'll be able to get a ticket voucher that will be sent home through the schools. We're coordinating with all the schools in this area to get these tickets distributed. It's very important you don't lose those because that is the only one you get. And on the back of that, Dan, if you go to the next slide, we are also today going to announce the Iowa Woo Kids Club. So we're excited about this initiative too. This is going to be a special program designed for kids 12 and under with the Iowa Woo. For $60 a year, you can get a ticket to every Iowa Woo game, as well as partner with some of our partners in the community for discounted rates. Lost Island is one of our title sponsors on that, so I want to thank Lost Island for that. And that program will allow us to not only have fun at the games, but have fun throughout the community. So be on the lookout for some of those partnerships being announced. If you are interested in becoming a partner for Iowa Woo Kids Club, again, you can reach out to us at info@iowawoo.com or contact one of our sales folks directly. So finally, the main event we're here for today. Again, Julia, I'm very excited to be into our second year of this. Coach Mann, I hope we don't have to do this again next year, so I hope you stick around with this. But, very excited to introduce Coach Victor Mann to the Iowa Woo as the second Iowa Woo head coach ever. Coach Mann brings 17 years of total experience, whether as a player or a coach in the arena football game. He's won 2 professional indoor football championships and 2 professional Coach of the Year awards, along with many other accolades that we couldn't fit on the slide behind us here. But without further ado, I'd like to introduce the next Iowa Woo head coach, Coach Victor Mann.
First off, thank everybody for coming and welcoming me in. And it's been a great, great transition being selected as the second coach, but I want to be the first championship coach. Like Jeff said, I'm a young kid from Fort Worth, Texas. I was born in West Texas and Lubbock, Texas. Grew up in Fort Worth, Texas. Was able to go play football at Kansas State University. And right after that, I got into my professional career playing and transitioning to coaching and things like that. And I enjoy it. I love it. I'm going to be a big olive branch for you guys here in the community. Whatever you need from me, I'm here. So So my family will be back in Texas. I have a beautiful wife, Shay, that's in Fort Worth. Three beautiful kids, daughter Chloe, she's a freshman in Cincinnati, just finished her freshman year playing basketball at the University of Cincinnati. Two boys, 12-year-old boy, Victor Mann Jr., we call him Deuce, and my baby boy, Chase. So they'll be here in town once we kind of get started, things kicked off. They're gonna be running around, happening. If you got a job for them, put them to work to do something, that's what we're here. We come here to work. We come here to have fun and make it a great atmosphere. I want everybody to understand that. So I was asked earlier today, hey, you're gonna come and you're gonna try to change the culture and try to do anything. I either do it or I don't. That's just how I do it, you know. That's my pledge. Either we're gonna perform or we're not gonna perform. But one thing we're gonna do, we're gonna be prepared. Right? Now sometimes you be prepared to still lose the battle. But if you're gaining positive steps, you almost really don't lose. So it's however you look at it. But my plan, and it's to implement straight winning. That's just, I prefer to win. So I don't believe in, oh, don't give them bullets to the board. But if you're training to play this sport, hopefully you're training to be a champion. So I have to have that type of mindset when I go against my opponent. I feel like my opponent wanna take me out and beat me. But I'm gonna say it first, nobody's gonna beat us because we're gonna show up to do everything we got. Somebody, oh, coach, don't say that because of, no, that's just the way I approach the game. I played the game hard. I had four knee surgeries. So you telling me, when I was out there grinding, running them hills, trying to bounce back, I was doing it to win. Like, that was my mindset. I have a motto called Team No Soft. I started in 2011. And what it is, everybody see me as a big guy. I've never been small, right? I'm a big guy. When they hear Team No Soft, they think of barbaric, some beating on somebody. It's my mindset. I want my mindset to be the strongest thing that I have, because if I roll over and get out that bed, if I don't have confidence in myself, who don't have confidence in me? If I don't believe I can put my shoes on and run out there and be the best human being I can be, who else gonna bang on? So if I know if I put that into my own self, everybody gonna catch on, it's gonna catch fire, and we're gonna roll. That's our plan. And I'm just, nobody knows, but I'm gonna tell you, I have two great coaches coming on to coach with me. My defensive coordinator will be Tyus Jackson. Long list of professional opportunities. He's been playing football for a long time. Went to the University of Memphis, played professional football for 10 plus years. And then our offensive coordinator being Trey Ivory, said that he played at Midwestern State University and he has 10 plus years of professional football and coaching. So, and then I have another coach, Coach Kenny, who's not here yet, but, and then a lot of support. So, I think my staff is strong. I feel like we're gonna do everything we can. I got a great ownership. I appreciate them giving me the opportunity. And I look forward to meeting everybody here on a personal level. And just whatever you need from me, let them know. We're here for the community. And we're here to be the first championship team around here. All right, thank you, everybody.
So Coach Mann is right. Coach Kenny is not here, but he might have run through a brick wall after that speech he just gave there. So I want to thank you guys all for coming today. We've got a few dates I also want to share with you too. This Saturday, March 29th, we are holding tryouts over at the Cedar Valley Sportsplex from 1 to 3:30 p.m. Mayor, are you going to be there?
I'm ready.
Okay, Mayor will be there trying out for the team this year.
Well, no, I'm not trying, I'm making
it. Oh, making it. Excuse me. We'll do that. April 23rd, as we announced today, we'll be doing dance team tryouts. And then all of this is getting ready for May 24th and our first game of the year. So we're excited to be ramping up for year two. We'll be around for any questions you guys may have, but thank you for coming and looking forward to season two.